Okay, miscellaneous topics, retirement accounts, regular accounts, and annuities, because you got to put your money somewhere. Now, let's go through this fairly quickly. If you have questions, yes, and I passed these out already. There are the handouts on the back of the chapter 2, and there's no assignment to do. There's no calculations. So if you don't have one, I have a few left. Okay. So where are you going to put your money? Well, there are basically two different types of accounts. There are what are called taxable accounts or regular accounts, sometimes called non-retirement accounts. And then there are all the different types of tax-qualified accounts. Most of them are retirement accounts, but there are also medical savings accounts. There are also educational savings accounts, and they have advantages, tax advantages. So that's why the IRS calls them tax-qualified. And some of the differences are subtle, and some of them are not so subtle. One of the biggest differences are the limits on contribution. When you have a taxable account, it doesn't matter how much money you have, you put it all in. $1 million, boom, goes into the taxable account. Can you do that in a 401k or a Roth or a KEO or anything like that? No, you have strict limitations on the contributions. Can't take everything you have and put it into a Roth IRA. Wouldn't it be nice? Because then you never pay taxes again? No, you can't do it. There are strict limits on the investment types. Stocks are dangerous enough, folks. But you can't do options and futures and margining and shorting inside an IRA or a 401k. It's not allowed. The Congress is saying, look, this is your retirement money. It's not your Vegas money. Stocks are risky enough, as we saw with 3D printing. And then there are two types of tax-qualified accounts. There are the pre-tax and there are the post-tax. The pre-tax are sometimes called before-tax, and the post-tax are sometimes called after-tax. And the pre-tax are, I'm sorry, the post-tax are relatively new. The Roth IRA started in 1998. The Roth 401k, the Roth 403b didn't start until 2006. And we put quotes around them because the IRS doesn't call it a Roth 401k. Everybody else does. The IRS just calls it a 401k with post-tax contributions. But all the others, the traditional IRA, the 401k, the 403b, the simple IRA, the SEP IRA, the KEO, they all work the same way. You put money in now, you get a tax break now, the money grows tax deferred, and then when you take the money out, you pay taxes in retirement. The post-tax are the opposite. You pay taxes now, no tax break now, and then you wait until retirement and it is tax-free. And by the way, the IRS doesn't like that term. They want you to use tax-exempt. So don't use tax-free. They get angry. Yes?
So for that Roth IRA,
Well, what's going to happen is you're paying for it with after-tax dollars. So the money has already, you've already paid the taxes. It came out of your paycheck, and they've already taken the income tax away from you.
But that money, I traded on the stock market, and then I got a capital gain. That gain, should I have to pay it when I retire?
Tax-free.
Really?
Yeah, I know. The Roth is very cool, folks. I am a big fan of the Roth IRA, as we'll see. Okay, the most popular form of tax-qualified account is the IRA, the Individual Retirement Arrangement. Folks, the only people you ever hear use that term are the IRS. Everybody else calls it Individual Retirement Account, but the legal name is Individual Retirement Arrangement. Just call it an IRA. The old IRA is now called the traditional IRA to differentiate it from the Roth. So when people say IRA, they're usually talking about the traditional IRA, but now they'll throw in the word traditional to make sure you don't confuse it with the Roth. Contributions are normally tax deductible, pre-tax, unless you have a 401k or other type of plan at work and you make over a certain amount of money. You can still put money into the IRA, the traditional IRA. You just can't take advantage of the tax break now. You have to keep track of how much you put in after tax and how much is pre-tax. Because when you go to take it out, the IRS is going to think it's all taxable. No, 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 I already paid taxes on it. Okay, cool. You pay taxes on the money as you withdraw it once you're retired. Normally that's 59.5. There's a way to do it earlier, but most people will wait until at least 60. You millennials are going to be working until you're 70s because you're living to 120. So we'll see. But once you hit 70.5, you must start taking money out. Now, this number was created back in the 1950s when people didn't live that long. Or some people did, but most people didn't. But now they really should up that number because there's some people in their 70s who are still working and having to take money out of their IRA. And if you don't take it out, the penalties are pretty darn nasty. So you have to be careful. And then all the different cousins, the 401k, the 403b, the 457, the 401a, the SEP, the simple 401k, the SARSEP, the KEO. They all work like the pre-tax traditional IRA. The newer ones, starting in 1998, are the Roth and the Roth IRA, the Roth 401ks, and the Roth 403bs. Chances are, dear students, when you work for a company, you're going to be shown a 401k or some other employer-sponsored plan, and the opportunity to build a very sumptuous, a very large retirement fund is quite good. It's quite good. If you invest regularly, consistently, prudently, with an eye toward long-term, what happens is a lot of people don't even bother investing. And that's bad. And then, of course, you got the people who put everything on red number 7, aggressive growth fund, and then wait till the market falls 50%, then take it out and put it in the money market until the market goes back up 100%. Then they take that out and put it back in. They chase the returns. So here it is, folks. How many people already have a 401k at work? Anyone? Nobody in here? Or had one? You had the TSP if you're in the military. But it's the same one. What?
The G fund.
The G fund, the government securities fund. And we looked at the TSP in this class, chapter 4. It's a very well-run 401k. It's not a 401k. They have their own portion of the tax code. Oh, by the way, where does the name 401k come from? It comes from the Internal Revenue Code. So we asked the IRS, can't you come up with a better name than 401k? And they said, yeah, we also call it a salary reduction plan. You got to know those folks at the IRS. I mean, they are really cool. Okay, anyway, you put in $100. Now, it depends on your tax bracket, your marginal tax bracket. We discussed that in detail in Business 121. But let's say you're paying $25, 25%. The feds are going to give you $25. No, they just take 25 fewer dollars out of your paycheck. You get your paycheck and you see income tax, federal, state income tax. Well, if you put $100 into that 401k, they will take 25 fewer dollars out. And the state of California will take 6 or 8. The tax brackets don't match. Let's say $8 out. You're at the upper end. And so that means you're going to get a government subsidy of $33 to fund your retirement. You see your take-home pay only reduced by $67. Okay. No, it's actually a very good deal. And we didn't even discuss the fact that some businesses match. Some businesses will put in $50 on your behalf or $100. That's a 50% return on your investment in one day. Who's going to give you that? Nobody. Nobody. Not even the mafia, right? But your boss will do it. Why? Because they want you to be out of there. They don't want to have to deal with you in your old age. So you do it. What's the catch? There's always a catch. Well, now relax. You pay taxes on the income withdrawn in retirement. But that's okay. Why? Because you're not working anymore. You're in a lower tax bracket. And if you're not in a lower tax bracket, congratulations. I hope all of you have that terrible problem that you're taking too much money out of your 401k when you're retired. Okay? I hope you all are in a huge tax bracket. I certainly want it to happen to me, and I hope it all happens to my clients and my students. Plus, this is money that you kiss and you send it away on it to come back to me in 30 years. Because if you withdraw the funds before retirement, what are they going to do? Sopapo, right? They're going to give you a sopapo. They'll tax you, plus you have to pay a 10% penalty. Now, there are some exceptions. You can rate it for a first-time home purchase, qualified higher education for the little nugs, your little niños that get big, and then financial hardship, medical disability. So you can get to the money, but no, don't take it out to go to Tahiti, all right, or to buy that new car. Now, how does the Roth work, the Roth 401k, the Roth 403b? You put in $100 through your checking account, or if it's a Roth 401k through your paycheck, what do the feds give you?
Zero.
Zilch. You should say not a zero, zilch. What does the state of California give you?
Zero.
So your take-home pay is reduced by $100. So why would you contribute to a Roth? Now, here's the answer, because you're going to do it, right? You're all going to buy a Roth eventually. You're all going to have a Roth IRA. And here, when people say, why are you investing in a Roth IRA? What? Yes, it's tax-free in retirement. The answer is because the Roth IRA is so cool. Tax-free in retirement is a golden opportunity. No other investment choice comes close. In my humble opinion, yes, you can make some scenarios that would turn out you'd be better if you had gotten the tax break in the beginning. But in general, if you're comparing like situations, this is going to do better. Plus, you can pull out the contributions at any time without any penalties or taxes. Why? You already paid taxes on the contributions. That's your money. So the IRS says, fine, you put in $1,000, you can take it out at any time. You don't have to wait. Some people say you have to wait 5 years. Wrong. You don't have to wait 5 years. This makes the Roth IRA also an excellent intermediate-term investment account. Purchase of a house, other high-ticket items. Great for college expenses. Why? Because when you filled out the FAFSA form, it's not the FAFSA form, is what people say, it's the FAFSA form, did they ask you how much is in your Roth IRA? Did they ask how much was in your parents' Roth IRA? No. They don't look at that. Public institutions, some private do. Whereas if you put money into an educational savings account, Coverdale IRA it's called, or the 529 plan, they do look at that, and they do reduce your financial aid. Plus, if you use one of those educational savings accounts, you can't take advantage of the tax credits, the American Opportunity Lifelong Learning Hope Credit, which I think is a real kick in the teeth, but that's the Congress. But a Roth IRA is not for everyone. That's what we're supposed to tell you. It is. It really is. You just have to learn how to navigate the paperwork. Let's see if you can follow me on this. Only single taxpayers with an adjusted gross income of $114,000 or less and married couples with an adjusted gross income of $181,000 or less in 2014, goes up with inflation, can fully qualify to contribute to a Roth IRA. And if you don't qualify, you're making $114,000. Do I feel sorry for you? No. Congratulations. But you can still contribute anyway. Huh? Well, how do you know how much you're going to make? Especially if you work on commission. So you can go ahead and contribute anyway, and if you find that you've gone over, what you do is you then recharacterize the contributions from the Roth into a traditional IRA. It doesn't have the same limitation. And then on the very same day, fill out the paperwork, the exact same day, submit it the exact same day, you convert the traditional IRA back into the Roth IRA. Huh? Well, yeah, I've helped people do it, folks. I've helped many clients do it. I know who voted for these bozos. Yeah, we did. We voted for these bozos. So call your erected bozo.
Do we have to have a commission number?
No. What happens is when you find that you've gone over, or you knew you go over, you fill out the paperwork and say, I want to recharacterize this into a traditional IRA. So you fill out all the paperwork for a traditional IRA, and you're going to recharacterize the Roth into the traditional. And the very same day, you submit the paperwork to convert the traditional back into the Roth.
Traditional first.
No, you put it into the Roth first.
Roth first,
then recharacterize it in traditional, and then convert it back to the Roth. That's our tax code, folks. Call your erected representative. That's only if you're at the income limit, folks. If you're not at $114,000, don't worry about it. Okay? And if you are, come to me. I'll talk to you. Okay. What's the contribution? $5,500. That's a lot of money, folks. For most people, especially young, $400-some a month. Can you pull that off? I don't think most people just starting out can, but eventually, especially after you pay off that sport utility land barge, you do that, folks. I can't guarantee anything, but you should do well. And the 401k, the 403b, the 4057, and all those others, they have $17,500. Let's say you're a married couple just starting out in your mid-20s. Live off of one person's salary. The other one stuffs their entire, or pretty close their entire salary, into a 401k. You do that for 5 years, maybe 10 years. You'll never have to put another dime away into your retirement account. Come see me. Okay. Now, and...
What do you mean? I'm sorry. What do you mean, like, not putting, like after 5 years investing?
Yeah. You never touch it again. Just let it sit.
So, like, gaining interest from that?
Well, it depends on what you invested in.
Well, let's say mutual funds.
Let's say mutual funds that invest in growth in income.
Yeah.
Invest in money market. Forget it.
401k?
Well, 401k is just another type of place to put the mutual funds in. It's the investments that you choose.
Okay.
What's wrong? Okay. Well, this is important stuff, folks. If you're in the lower, and I don't think this is too low, folks, $30,000, $60,000 if you're married filing jointly, but if your AGI, adjusted gross income, is less than these numbers, you should qualify for a tax credit for putting money away into a retirement account. So let's say you put $50 a month away, that's $600 a year, you may qualify for a $300 tax credit. In other words, the feds are going to give you $300 back for putting $600 away. A lot of people don't even know this. And if you don't claim it, are they going to call you up and say, hey, Fred, you didn't take advantage of the tax credit. We'll send you the money anyway. Is the IRS going to do that? No. So if you do your own taxes, don't forget this. If you have somebody help you with them, make sure they know that you put money into a 401k, into a Roth IRA. And by the way, TurboTax handles it very well. And if your employer offers this option, they don't have to, you can put money away into your 401k and your 403b after tax. Now, here's where it gets a little tricky. If your employer matches, that's pre-tax. So you've got to keep track of how much went in after tax, how much went in pre-tax, so when you take the money out, the IRS doesn't try to make you pay taxes on the whole amount. So that's a bit of a problem. Plus, you can't take the contributions out like a Roth, like a regular Roth. You can't take them out without any penalty or taxes, which is, I don't think it's that great a deal. So I'm a big fan of the Roth IRA, but if your employer matches, then it's a no-brainer. Take that free money. And annuities. Did we discuss annuities at all? I don't think so. Do you think we need to? No. Or maybe. If it's on the test, it'll say, annuity, bad. Okay? Let's go through it. An annuity is a life insurance product designed to provide a guaranteed income. Annuity options include income for a set number of years for as long as you live or as for as long as you or your spouse lives, if he or she outlives you. The amount you get is based on which of the above options you pick, how much you have contributed, and how well your annuity investments have performed over time. There are fixed annuities which invest in bonds. You don't know that. The insurance company does that for you. And there are variable annuities which invest in mutual funds where you have a choice to pick which mutual funds you will take. The insurance company is going to take an extra 1.5% to 2% or 3% on top of what the mutual fund charges. And they will say, well, that's because we're guaranteeing that we'll be around in 40 years. No, it's because they're making tons of money off of people, and they give you a boat. If you're the salesperson, you get to go on this cruise, this tremendous cruise. So I'm not a big fan of these. There are advantages and disadvantages. They can be funded with retirement account dollars. There's no limit on contributions, unlike the others that we took a look at. The interest is tax deferred. You pay taxes on any pre-tax annuity contributions, all tax deferred earnings. As with other retirement plans, when you retire, you will probably be in a lower tax bracket. But what's the downside? Very high fees. I have never seen an annuity that could do better than the investment outside of the annuity on its own. Never. I have argued with life insurance agents. I remember I've had my life insurance license. And I've said, look, if you can show me something, you show me yours, I'll show you mine. If yours beats mine, I'll buy it from you. But if mine beats yours, you buy it from me. And they always say, well, you're not comparing apples to apples. I say, you're damn straight. You're damn straight. You're getting four times the commission that I'm getting, and your clients are getting screwed left upside down. Now, I can sell these damn things, folks. I got a license. I can sell them. I won't do it. I don't have anything to do with them. So, the review. What are the account types? Regular account, taxes paid every year. No limits on what you can invest in. No limit on how much you can contribute. Retirement plans, pre-tax, get the tax break now, pay taxes later. Post-tax, pay the taxes now. Did I say that right? Get the tax break now, pay taxes later for the pre-tax. Post-tax, the opposite way. And by the way, you can have both. You can have a Roth IRA and a 401k. Not an either-or situation. And then annuities. Okay, that's it. How we doing? Not bad.